Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi Staf Lamed in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting to have Chof Tes Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud. The Gemara says, "Ein metzisi mesaur beishus kanim." You're not allowed to put fire to remove reeds, even though the reeds do not grow fruits. You should not do that Shmita. Pnei at the end of the day, you're working on the field. Shimon Gamliel matir, because the reeds don't grow fruits. And according to Shimon Gamliel, if it doesn't grow fruits, so there's no Isra Avoida. V'cherev Shimon Gamliel oimer noitim ilan srak b'shvis. Shimon Gamliel added that you can plant a tree which does not bear fruit, because it's not an Avoida on Shvis if it doesn't have fruits. V'cherev brings another pshat that you can use ilan srak if you're not doing it in the middle of the field. You're using it only as a fence. So you're not intending to use it for part of the field. Continues the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Ve'in milamdim sapar lachroish ella b'chulos. If one wants to train his cow to plow, even though he's not intending to plow right now, but you're not allowed to train it in the field. He has to do it in the chulos, in the sands, where things don't grow. Shimon Gamliel oimer afilu b'toch zdeh chavei roi mutor. You could do it even in the field of your event. Ulvat shelo yismoy chesamane. As long as he doesn't put together the mane, what does that mean? Chaim brings over here the pshat, they won't connect the plowing machine to the animal. And others explain that you will not make the plow, the actual plowing, close to each other. Every plow is digging in the ground. So he makes a bigger distance between each plow. Tani Abishol Oimer, Abishol says, Mivadim Bachorshim, or the gear of Chaim uses is Mivarim Bachorshim. A lot of cut trees in the middle of the forest. The goyim amorets, and you can even remove the tree until you reach the bottom, until you reach the ground. Actually, you can speak cardum as long as you don't use a cardum, which is the machine, the knife that you use doing it a regular year. Ein boitkim is a zroim ba'adoma botis. A person wants to see if a certain seed, how it grows. So even though he's putting it into a plant, he's putting it into an atzitz, he's not putting it in the ground, you're still not allowed to as long as there's earth in the otzitz. But, you can use feces in otzitz, which that's not the way usually people grow. You can water them and prepare them on Shemitah to plant them after Shemitah. So the Chaim explains that levoy is a type of plant that grows on its own in the roof. Usually, vegetables that grow on Shemitah have a din of svichin. But a levoy that grows on the top of the roof, everybody knows it grew in Shemitah. So therefore you can keep it, but you're not allowed to water it. Ain't toiling tukim b'teinu. You're not allowed to put tukim on a fig tree. The Gemara is explaining more what does tukim mean. Ketzadu, so what does he do? Maisi yichu b'teinu. He takes a branch from a fig tree that's growing well. The koisiv shtar v'tolibo. And then he takes a note, a paper, and he writes. The tolibo hangs on it, v'omalo, and he writes there. Hado avdo v'at leisad avdo. That does grow that you do not grow. It's a zgulo. They used to do some zgulos to make the trees grow. So here he's putting on the tree some note. He's putting a branch with a note saying, look, this tree grows nicely. And this doesn't, as if to cause the tree, which is not growing so nice, to be jealous. So this is something you're not allowed to do in Shemitah. It's considered to be making the tree grow. Says the Gemara, "V'loy kentai, don't we have an abrais? So ilon shumin nabel piri. So if you have a tree which the fruits are not growing well, so you're allowed to put paint on it. Umatim oisa avonim, you can put in it rocks, heavy rocks. Umeava sinelo diavit. And you threaten it to grow, meaning it's another type of zgula. It doesn't really make the tree grow better. It's as if you're causing the tree to feel bad and to grow better. So it's a zgula too. So why this you can do this, and it's different than what we just mentioned. Amitamon de loy yiten perosov, or the gyusov chayin de loy yater perosov. There the zgula is not to lose fruits. Here the zgula is to start growing better. That you cannot do in Shemitah, even though you're doing with a zgula. Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Beis. In markivim tkolim mipnei she'avoido, to graft a dekel, you know that I do in Shemitah because it's considered to be avoido. Shaloi toimar oil v'hurubo shori. Don't say because it's roiv is mutter. What does it mean? So either pshat is The most trees, most dekel trees, you don't do arkava, you don't graft. Or because it's so big, this small little amount that you're adding, maybe that should not make a difference. You're still not allowed to do it. The fumken tzachon bar meir also, that's why you have to tell me it's also. Now the Gemara concludes and says, Mishloi shavati atisha hi masniso. Referring here to the, in the Mishnah, we had the sheet of Rabbi Yudah that says that betzua sashikwa you could cut from 10 tfachim and close to the ground. So he's explaining Rabbi Yudah, what does it mean from 10 tfachim? Meaning up to 9 you can't cut. 10 tfachim and on you could cut. Down next to the ground you could cut not only mamish on the ground, but within 3 tfachim to the ground you could cut. And that's Losh of the Gemara. Mishloisha, atisha, imestisa. From 3 to 9 you're not allowed to, everything below that or above that you're allowed. Halokhe is the Mishnah. Hamizanev bakfonim. Also, removing some of the branches of the of a vineyard. Fakoytes bakfonim, taking out reeds. Basically, oimer yachik tefach. Basically, it says you have to make a space of a tefach from the land, from the ground. You elevated a tefach and then cut it. Kiv oimer koytes kedarik. You go down till the bottom until he reaches the ground. Bekardor, bemago, bemegira. This is different types of knives. Or Yechom HaShayitz, he can use any machine he wants to use. Ilan Shinifshach, a tree that the branches are starting to fall off, and he wants to hold it back, Koshim Oysa B'Shviz, you can allow it tie it up, Lan Sheyala, not for it to go and get re-intact, El Shalom Yosef, in order for it to not to break or to crack more. So Gemara goes and says, HaKoytz B'Konim, Tani HaKoytz B'Konim, Yidohimer, Mokom Shenogu LaKoytz Yitwik. If usually they cut with a machine, do it with your hand. Lo tuk yakut. If you do it with a hand, do it with a machine. Umagbiya tevach v'koytzes, and you elevate one tevach and duktitzo, this all argues in Rabbi Akiva that says you can do it with no machinery. Hakoytzes b'koyres. Someone who's cutting out beams. Lo yimachliku madrid, magical machlik. So, Rechaim explains the way they used to cut it, they used to make it in an angle, the cut, that's called madrig, and then they used to make a straight cut. And that's how they used to cut it. That was the best way to cut it. So don't do it that normal way. And miskaven take koytisos from shofar. Just cut it straight down, so it doesn't look like it's doing it good for the tree. It's just doing it to use the beams. Tanya Shimon Gamliel, or Imer Shimon Gamliel says, Mokum shenogu leachlik, yadrik, ledarig yachlik. Just change whatever you usually do. If you usually cut it straight, make it an angle. If you usually cut an angle, make it straight. The goyim me'amor, it's cut until the ground. Not like the sheet of Yisrael in the Mishnah, they have to be marchik tefach, you have to elevate tefach. Uvachali yikutz bekordom. He says you can use a machine, meaning not like Rebbe Akiva. So in the Mishnah we learn, Rebbe Akiva learns, you just cut it any way you want. Kordom basically you have to make some changes. Shimon Gamliel agrees with some of the changes, but not with all of them. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Lamed.